Welcome you to tonight's January 28th regular Othello City Council meeting. If you'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon tonight's meeting and for wisdom for the City Council as we make our decisions. Now, if you'll all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and tonight Maria Quesada had a illness in her family, and so she has to be excused. So I would entertain a motion tonight to excuse Maria Quesada from our proceedings.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moved to item 1.5 is our citizen input. Is there any citizen tonight who would like to address the Othello City Council? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you and you can come and address the council. Okay, hearing none, we'll move to number two. Item number two is approval of our agenda tonight.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to the consent agenda. I entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I will make note for the record that the appointment of Jesse Dominguez and Misty Fuller are now going to be serving on the Othello Housing Authority. And since Jesse's in the audience, I just thought I'd make that mention. Thank you. We'll move to item 4.1 is the approval of the ordinance amending the City of Othello zoning plat. And tonight, our Community Development Director, Ann Henning, has a report for the council.
Thank you. So we're going to put up the zoning map so we can take a look at that. So this is the comprehensive plan map. We can see the areas outlined. It's designated in the comprehensive plan as light industrial. Page down. But it not quite that far. Currently zoned open space reserve. And so that is a holding zone because there aren't services, holding until it's ready and the services are available for development. In this case, the proposal was made by Avista for a future substation. And then there is a, can you go to the vicinity map? There is a parcel in between that is already developed with some storage buildings. So that really should have, the zoning should have happened before, but that in the file, there was nothing saying it was looked at. So this is kind of a, just getting things lined up for the future. The hearing examiner held the hearing, as is the way the process works, and recommended that it be, the rezone be approved.
That's the staff recommendation.
That is a staff recommendation as well.
Okay, council, if you guys have questions, you know what's happening here. Is there any questions for Ann?
So did AJ purchase a whole 20 or just 5 acres of that? I thought it was just 5 acres of the north end there on the 20 acre.
So Avista actually purchased the whole 20 acres. Initially, they were looking at purchasing a portion, and in talking to the landowner, decided it made sense for them to just purchase the whole piece, the whole 20 acres.
Okay.
There is a representative from Avista if you have any questions for them as well.
Looks a lot bigger than 20 acres. Where you got the blue line?
according to the county assessor maps.
So we have a recommendation from staff to, and the hearing examiner, that the city grant the zone change. I'd entertain a motion for that.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Ann. Now, we'll move to item 4.2, which is the Lee Road Project Consultant Agreement for Design and Construction Phase Services. And with that, I get to introduce our new city engineer, who will be familiar to some Moses Lake residents, Sean O'Brien.
Yes, thank you. So I guess, first of all, I'd just like to introduce myself. I'm the new, and then I guess thank the council for creating the city engineer position. My name is Sean O'Brien. I grew up in the city of Ephrata, graduated from Ephrata High School, went to WSU, graduated with a degree in civil engineering, and then I worked with the city of Moses Lake for 25 years in the engineering department. The last 8 years I was the city engineer, assistant municipal services director there. For about the last 19 months I've been working with the city of Ellensburg in the natural gas department, and this job opened up and it's a little closer to home, so I interviewed for the project, for the position, and accepted it. So you know, through my 25 years the city of Moses Lake, did all kinds of jobs. I think hopefully everything that I'll probably will experience here in Othello in the upcoming years, I've got some experience in, and so we'll go with that, and hopefully we can. I look forward to working with you guys to meet the needs and of Othello as we grow into the future.
Great.
So, if you have any questions, I can answer them now, or you can feel free to stop by my office and we can talk about anything that you have on your mind.
Welcome.
Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move forward with the agenda item. This is for presenting to the council a consulting services agreement for Lee Road Project, which is reconstructing about a half a mile of road from 7th to 14th Avenue. And I guess we've been working with Varell and Associates with their agreement. I think we originally started off at about $175,000 for their consultant fees, and we've taken on some of that work ourselves, the inspection, construction engineering, the bidding process, and then city staff, Ann, will be doing the SEPA, and we were actually able to eliminate some of the requirements that the Department of Archaeological and Historical Preservation had for this project. But so presented to you, or before you, is a contract for $84,701 for their design and preliminary work to get this project out to bid. Then we'll take it over, and then they'll finish up with record drawings. So city staff has worked with them. Our recommendation is to approve the agreement. If you have any questions.
What would the previous amount before the 84,000?
It started off at 175,000, and we were able to eliminate quite a bit of things, and hopefully we still have about $8,000 in there for support during for construction engineering and potentially for inspection. I don't see any reason why we'll need that, but we put that in just so we had, you know, some hours in there to.
Oh, good. So that means this is a not to exceed price.
This is a not to exceed.
And basically, if you don't need it, you're not going to use it.
Correct.
Okay.
And
because I had questions on why you left a couple of them in there, but $14,000 for, you know, plan view sheets for them to provide plans, so, or view, you know, I mean.
And I'm hoping that I'll provide a little more oversight on some of the costs, as the stuff that is still in the contract, I think, is very, very conservative. I haven't went back and looked at all the projects that they've done for the city of Othello before, if they have used up their full amounts, but I'm hoping that we can bring this down quite a bit as far as the number of hours they've estimated in there.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
What is the total job? How much?
It is a TIB project. The total project amount is, it's in some of that supporting documentation. The estimate is $761,000 is the TIB grant with an just under $85,000 city match. So the total project is about $850,000. And hoping with good bids and working with contractors and knowing that they're going to be dealing with a few less middlemen that we can get better prices there. It's been quite a while since I've been involved in one cement treated base project, and that was many years ago. So have not seen their breakdown on the construction costs, but we'll be getting reintroduced to cement treated bases.
Any other questions, council?
So basically, all of our match funds are going to move engineering if we use every bit of that.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yep.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion to approve this contract amendment with Varela and Associates.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, council seems to be pleased. Signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Sean. And now we'll move to item 4.3, which is the authorization to sign a purchase agreement for radio and console improvements. And Chief Shank has a report for the council.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Bringing this in front of council, we budgeted $154,000 for this project. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the documentation that I sent out to you. As we got the final bids, we started tweaking some stuff just to make sure that we're getting the equipment that we need. We did switch out some of the radios, looking for something that would actually lead us better into the future. The radios that we're proposing, we've actually had in the department. We've had officers out using them to see how they would work programmed to our frequency. They have a much better battery life for the portables, for the cars. I mean, we're talking, this would allow us digital capabilities and to flip that switch and go P25 digital, which the feds and state have been pushing for quite a while. The issue that we're running into is as we look at these quotes, the quote comes to $170,741. We budgeted $154,000. So we're $16,741 and some cents difference, so short. So our ask of council is if council would consider allowing us to make this purchase. Later on in the year, we would make a budget adjustment. I've discussed it with the finance director, but later on in the year, we would make that adjustment. We don't know what we're going to receive yet from the 0.3% sales tax increase. If this was next year, this wouldn't be an issue. But this is a general fund. We did decide to purchase this from the general fund, so it is definitely something to discuss. Any questions? I can get into much more detail if you like, but that's, you know, pretty high picture of it.
Council. So basically the radios and the other things you wanted over the base models you were looking at, which is why the increase.
Yes, sir. Once we started looking at the actual radios, getting them in hand and getting them out in the field, the models that we were looking at were very much an economy model. This is industry standard police, waterproof, not water resistant, substantially better radios.
So is this a one-time purchase for all of the four items? Or could you go ahead and spend the $154,000 right now, get started on it by buying the material, and then the maintenance support, and maintenance and support, you can make your first payment 3 months down the road?
Well, I've looked at that and tried to figure out if we could stage this out. Part of our strategy here is to replace all of it at once so that there are no incompatibility issues. The dispatch console upgrade is probably the largest piece of that, and that number has not changed whatsoever. The base station prices have not changed whatsoever. The piece that has changed is the portables and the mobile units that we'd be putting on our officers' sides and in our cars. And I would hesitate to do half and half or stage it out. I think it'd be...
Well, I'm not saying that. The hardware, the items that you have for the hardware, you know, the portables, the mobiles, the console, and the base station would be somewhere around $164,000, $165,000. Could you make the payment of $154,000 against those and then just say wait on the maintenance and support, you know, for 3 months down the road, because you probably won't need any with a brand new system?
I see what you're saying. We've looked at, you know, and actually had that discussion. The fact is we're paying Motorola or Day Wireless right now for services that are not going to continue through the year. But the current agreement with them requires that we provide notice 30 days before the end of the agreement. So theoretically, they could keep us on the hook for the entire year. There's a chance that we could recoup some of the service and maintenance costs from them once we discontinue what we're doing with them. So that would bring us some. Additionally, this amount of money that I'm asking for maintenance and support and services for this system would be a year's worth. And realistically, we could ask for them to prorate it and make it, annualize it out to three quarters or a half of a year, which could bring some of the costs down. My goal, you know, for council would be to bring these things down as I could. I don't want to go into this though and overexpend it without council's permission. Just in case I can't bring it down.
Are you asking us for permission to overspend?
I am asking your permission for an additional $16,741 with the understanding that we are going to do a budget adjustment later in the year to accomplish that.
For the budget adjustment?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier today. I would recommend that we wait until we get halfway through the year. $16,000 to $17,000 is quite small compared to the general fund.
Yeah.
Revenues and expenses. Things always change as we go throughout the year. So I would recommend that we wait. I wouldn't recommend that we do a fund loan or something right now, because
we're not gonna wait on purchasing this.
Correct.
Okay.
So we'll just move forward with
the interfund transfer will be done later. Okay, good. Then I make a motion that you approve it.
Okay, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Sorry about that, Bill. I thought you were going to wait to go ahead and buy it. But.
Oh, no. We want to get this project moving.
Good.
I still expect my dispatch center to crash any minute. But thank you, Council.
We're hoping that it does.
When are they going to be able to do that? When are they going to be able to get it done?
They will, once we sign it, they will start with the small stuff immediately. I expect we'll have the entire project done within 2 months.
Is there any, okay, we'll move to item five. Is there any unfinished business to come before the council tonight? Okay. Is there any new business, item six? I have a couple things. Does anyone else have anything? The first one, I just received word tonight that former fellow city councilman Ivan Whitney passed last week. And so I don't know about any services they had moved out of Othello years ago. So Yeah, he sat, once sat on this council, and I just thought it was worth mentioning. And the other item I have is a gentleman by the name of Brian Boda. He's quite the recycling person, and he has asked me if the city would add a dumpster for the plastic down by where we keep the cardboard one over at Pioneer, right there behind Pioneer Park. I kind of have mixed feelings about that, but I wanted to first start with Corey, and maybe you could remind me and the council again the free service that
So Consolidated provides containers down there for cardboard recycling, newspaper recycling, and aluminum cans. There's a big problem with the aluminum cans and the newspaper, as people have decided to use that as a dumpster. And it's really turned into, in my personal opinion, I don't know what company's opinion is, but it's a hassle down there. It's a free dump area for people. There's a lot of garbage that's dumped in the cardboard. And I think if we put a container down there for plastics, that it's one more thing for people to abuse. I think it might help keep some of the garbage out of the cardboard, but I think it's going to be a loss in the overall scope of things down there. What I would like to see that whole recycling center put in somewhere where it can be, I don't know if Public Works would have an area down there, but I'd like to see it monitored.
With their new location, the only way you're going to make that a reasonably manageable area is to put cameras up and actually find the people that are not doing it properly, or end up paying for the service, because they're not going to recycle plastic.
No, plastic's basically not recyclable.
They're not going to pick it up.
Yeah.
I mean, that they're doing it now in the big cities because they built a program to do it, but right now, today, all that material is going to the landfill. They are not recycling it. China is no longer buying it, unless it's
cardboard.
The cardboard is, you can sell that locally.
It goes up, and cardboard goes up and down.
But it's variable.
Recycling, why separate it? Same thing?
Because they have this all in place. Basically, they're basically collecting it, and they're collecting it in a manner that they've always collected it. They make revenue off of it. They do charge for it. Okay, over in Seattle.
Yeah, big cities.
Okay.
But here,
but
why should we
start where they've it? Collected it, they're no longer selling it away to China or anywhere else. They're just having to take it to the landfill because it's died. It's died, and
we don't have the numbers.
It costs more to recycle. It costs more to recycle than what you make off recycling.
So, for instance, I don't quote these numbers because I'm not accurate, but in a lot of ways I've heard that it costs $1,000 to get $28 worth of recyclable material in the waste stream. And we can't afford to do that on a regular basis. But he has called me, he's came to my office, and I've had a visit with him, and then he called back to see, and his request to the council was, will we add a dumpster for recycling? And I just need the council to advise me whether you're interested in doing that, probably at city cost, or whether you're not.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you assign a staff member to research the costs with Consolidated Disposal, because they are the person that's going
to... Consolidated doesn't charge to pick up city containers. So there would be no charge to dump the container down there, but the city would be responsible for paying for the weight of the garbage. And that's why I'm coming from. It just, I think it would be
It's not going to get recycled. It's just going to go to the landfill.
And a lot of it down there is not city residents who's dumping garbage in there. And it's the same with our parks. People come in and they dump garbage in the park containers too. And the city's covering the cost of that.
We've had issues with people dumping it in our dumpster too.
So council, you know the story and the facts, so what do you want to do?
I'm in agreement with John. I think that we ought to research the cost, and I think we ought to also research where it goes, and if it in fact is going just to a landfill.
Corey has just told us that it is.
Yeah. But you go
the
through the steps.
Cost is the weight, and the city would pay for the weight. Average dumpster is, let's say we have a 2-yard container or a 1-yard container down there. What are those?
For the cardboard, I think they're 8. They're 6s and 8s. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, look, everybody in the United States of America can recycle if they want. You know, if they're looking for somebody else to assume that role and cost for them, that's one thing. This gentleman that's come to you and asked you for this, is he asking for himself or is he asking for the community? Because it's really not going to serve the community.
Is going to the dump site, same place. So we're putting
But if he's looking for, if he's looking for something for himself that he can deposit his, and feel good about it and sleep well at night,
I think it's a combination of wealth
and what's the use.
Then I don't want to assume that cost for the city.
Yeah. I'm all for recycling, but if it's going for recycling, yeah. But if it's just going to the landfill, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right now, you just got hearsay from council members that kind of know what the situation is. But if you assign somebody from staff to find out for sure exactly what it would entail, okay, then you can reply to this individual. I don't think we have to take any action.
Okay. I'll bring you back a report because I'm your staff. So I'll bring you back a report next Monday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Any other new business? Then we'll move to item 7.1, department head. Council will receive the department head reports and the planning commission minutes. Having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:57 p.m.